In Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Just want to lift up a few verses. Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 12 through 15. There, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews 12, beginning at verse 12 through verses 15, reads as follows. Wherefore lift up your hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. And I just want to draw your focus right back to the writer saying, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. I just want to talk to you this morning from a message that God had changed a few weeks ago. Holiness is more than a title.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Holiness is more than a title. I must admit that in the beginning of my faith walk as a child, the word holiness did not sit well with me. Maybe it was because I didn't fully understand it. Maybe it was because those who profess holiness provided troubling and or mixed examples of what holiness should be.
Well,
maybe those who were super spiritual made it more about how one looked or sounded versus how one should live.
Well,
go ahead.
At any rate, it may have troubled some of you all the same. Holiness to me appeared unobtainable from where I was in my life.
Amen.
And at the time that I was living in. And again, probably I just didn't fully understand it. Because again, just as I shared in the few words there was examples that I did not understand. No one, you remember, we just talked about Philip and the eunuch a few weeks ago, and I had no one to explain it. I just heard the words, get right or get left, but no one would tell me how to get right. Mm. All I knew, Jackie, I got left. Mm. y'all getting it? I was told I needed Jesus, but they didn't tell me why I needed Jesus.
Well,
they were telling me that I needed to get saved, but nobody told me about salvation. Then when they talked about it, they didn't tell me, how do I know that it will last? Because the examples that I was given, it was like this robe that I'm wearing. It was, to me, when I saw people like that, it was like they were putting them on clothes. They put it on, took it off, put it on, took it off.
Yeah.
And it troubled me because I even had some that I grew up with that when I did realize that who Christ was, is, and the fact that he died for me and I gave my life to him, people had the audacity to say, I'm surprised to see you get saved.
Come on, you better talk about it.
Come on.
These are the same folk.
Yeah.
Surprised to see somebody get saved. Me.
Yeah.
Why surprised to see a new child of God?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I couldn't understand it. And so the right, you know, the thing was, I had problems. I in my early walk with God, Brother Jackson, I was in church, playing church, because if this was what holiness was like, well, I can fake the funk.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew how to fake it.
Yeah.
You're not putting on to that.
Because you're right. because I wore the same suit on Sunday that I wore on Friday night. All I did was, you know, there was no such thing as Febreze back in them days. Yes. 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 See, Isaiah, there wasn't no such thing as, you know, Febreze that could hide the weed. There wasn't that Clorox cleanup stick or whatever that is that could get the liquor and get the wine stain out. So I had to learn how to take a washcloth and hit the hot spots on it and then try to hang it up and let it air out. Only needed a couple of hours because I walked in at 5 and was back out at 8. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And I was in the same suit on Sunday that I was in on Saturday night. Praying that someone doesn't get the odoriferous smell of last night. Which would give me away.
Yes, indeed.
But so, because I still know how to fake.
Understand?
I love the old songs of Zion. I love the church when it was rocking. But no one told me how to live in holiness.
Yes.
I always thought it was something, you know, because the way that it was approached to me, it was a look that you had to have, and yet you would say, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, but you look like you were upset climbing.
That's right.
Amen. Last I checked, the word says, make a joyful noise unto them. And when children are joyful, they're happy. They make some noise, don't they? Smiling and getting on everybody's nerve, but they happy. But yet I would come into church and, you know, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. You look like you're sucking on crab apples. But you're so happy that Jesus lifted you. Something on your face, your countenance should show everybody, I got a different way of living. But that wasn't what was shown to me. It appeared so unobtainable that I figured for the rest of my life, I thought I was just going to fake being a Christian. Like we talked about earlier, church, you know, I thought I was going to be a church member all my life. That's what I, you know, that's what we say. There are two types of folks in the church. There's church members. There's folks who've been in church. But have no real relationship with Jesus. I said it. Because there are people who will always tell you, well, I've been in the church 400 years. That's the problem. You've been in it 400. But what have you done? Other than upset folk.
That's it.
Got in the way. Like we talked about earlier. That's the problem. You were in the way. As opposed to following the way. We've been in church all our lives and go to every service that a church has, and we stay in it but don't contribute nothing to it, but nothing but every time we go is complain about who did, who didn't, who said, who didn't say, who should have, who didn't do. And I couldn't understand that. But then somewhere along the line, some saints came into my life. They realized I made some missteps along the way. As ashamed as I was at some of the things that was exposed in my life. I can't talk about you, so I can only talk about me.
My Lord.
I had some saints who were true about the, you know, love covering a multitude. I had to learn through watching these individuals who took me under their wings. And that's why when I came out during the meditation period, and I heard that song says, hide me.
Yes.
It took me back there because I had to remember when the enemy was me.
Yes.
But I didn't know how to call on God to hide me.
Yeah.
And then you read the scripture, you even talking about in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me.
Yes.
The writer of our text just finished providing hope in chapter 11. But many forgot that it continues even in the beginning of chapter 12. We are reminded that we are surrounded or compassed about by a great cloud of witnesses, meaning that there are many who are past and present who have observed something taking place and are able to provide accurate accurate accounts of what God has done.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of the things I understood about holiness is a lifestyle where one chooses to live God's way versus their own way,
yeah,
or the way of the world.
Yeah.
Holiness doesn't have a particular look to it, not in the physical.
Yeah.
But if you have the ability to discern spirits, you'll know holiness when you see it.
Yeah.
It's not just in those old mothers at other churches. That's one good thing I used to love about the old church, because some of the mothers, you can see holiness all in them.
Yes.
Amen. Even though they wore their favorite wear on, in some churches, they have constant, you know, uniform, but there was something about them.
Yes. Mm. Yes,
it was. They knew you were the devil incarnate.
Right. All right.
But they could see through you and see holiness in you.
Amen.
And they would speak to that was in you.
Woo! Yes.
And not that was on you.
Tell the truth.
That's what I miss about the church. When holiness spoke truth,
yes,
even in the midst of confusion. When holiness walked like holiness. Not that every time someone asks you how you're doing, and every time you got to answer, I'm blessed and highly favored. No, not always that.
Right.
But just even in your response, in general conversation, someone can say something about you a little different. Holiness, what is it? It's a lifestyle. It's not about the clothes you wear. And women, that when I was watching young girls growing up, they had to be dressed from their collar to their ankle, all the way down to their wrists. And if they were dressed in anything that showed their kneecaps or their elbows, they were in trouble.
Yeah. All right now.
Young fellas couldn't come in less than a necktie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could leave a sport coat, but you had to have on a necktie.
Yeah.
Women couldn't wear pants in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Not even for meetings.
No,
not even to clean.
Yeah.
There was a certain order that the church said that you couldn't do, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was, what does that have to do with holiness?
Yeah.
Wow.
I understand some of the things that people were trying to relate to scripture, but it had nothing to do with living. Some of the same tongue talkers were cussers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So true. All right.
Give me 8 minutes and I can show you what I'm talking about.
Right.
I've known those who claim to be prophetic were just as drunk It's Cootie Brown.
Right.
I was going to go somewhere else. I better keep it clean.
Yeah, right.
So it ain't about how well you can prophesy or how much well you can talk, tongue talk, but how well can
you can live.
Live it.
Come on, Pastor.
Because I watch too much. And the church right now, we shared this earlier, the church right now is at the pinnacle of its existence in the postmodern era, that now the church needs to stand up.
Yeah.
Well, but how do we stand up?
Come on, Jesus.
Daniel taught us a lesson in chapter 9. That was our lesson this morning. And in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel took on sackcloth and ashes. And usually, taking on sackcloth and ashes, you were in mourning for something that's going on in your life personally.
Yeah, yeah.
However, Daniel took on the mourning of his whole nation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he went and prayed before God. And when he prayed before God, he said, God, we sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that, as I shared with the group this morning, I said, when I read that, I was troubled because I hadn't seen that before, Shirley. I'm sitting there saying, why one, you Daniel, sitting up in sackcloth and ashes? And then you go down in verse number 4 and you said, we sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying to myself, what did you do? And as I continue to read, I realize what holiness was all about.
Mm-hmm.
He took on the weight of his people.
Yeah.
Understanding who God is, he decided not to just pray for his own golden parachute,
well,
but he prayed for the nation at large.
Yeah.
Well,
And in so doing, he included himself in the need of the nation. And so what I've come to understand when we talk about holiness, first thing we must do is lay aside the weights and sins that hold us down.
Yes.
Because if we want to live holy, we got to lay aside every weight and sin.
Yes.
That will easily beset us, because if we don't, you can't reach where God will have you to be.
Preach.
It's like trying to lift a balloon up off the ground with something tethering it, holding it to the ground. While God is trying to lift you, you're holding on to something else that you're trying to hang on to.
Yeah,
all
right.
But is it sinful? Not everything is sinful, but sometimes you just need to let some things go.
Yeah.
Some relationships need to be let go.
Amen.
Some places that you used to visit just need to be let go. Some associations and fellowships that you have with organizations and other groups and individuals need to be let go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes the weight can become a sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
If we're not careful.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Secondly, we need to look to Jesus and Jesus alone.
All right.
For he's the author and finisher of our faith. Even Peter reminded us once what was said 6 times in Leviticus, because in order to have holiness, we have to be holy as he is holy.
Yeah.
Peter reminded us that. So Jesus is the author and our finisher of our faith. We can't look to the systems of this world for our source, our support, our strength, our help. Now the stuff that we have in this world, that's nice for the body. But what does it do for the soul?
Yeah.
The psalmist wrote, I'd rather be worried about the one who could kill my soul than worried about the one who could destroy the body. I know I've been saying it the way it is, but that's what he was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be mindful of the one who can do damage to my soul.
Yeah.
Thirdly, you need to endure the correction of God.
Wow.
When I saw Daniel asking God to help and restore Israel, he said, we sinned. I had to remind myself of the times that when I messed up and I had to apologize, or even when I didn't apologize, and I got caught in my error, my father got to the seat of my understanding.
Yes.
All right.
Even after all these years, I can think about some of them good ones that he laid on me. After all of these years, I can still remember what I said about him after the fact. But after all of those years, I thank God that I endured his correction. Because it made me a better person than who I could have ended up being. Then if that could be true in the natural, why not allow God to correct us in the spirit?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. When we become great and older, we don't like for folk to correct us.
Right.
Sometimes we feel we're right even when we're wrong.
Well.
But if we can't be right every day, we can't be right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
But I thank God that we have to learn how to endure the correction of God. Because every now and then, even in the spirit, we have to endure correction from God. Because even in our living and our walk in holiness, we're not going to always get it 100%. And if you're thinking, well, I'm doing the best I can, well, every now and then you're going to forget something. Did you forget to entertain that angel unaware? Or did you just refuse altogether? How did you know? You didn't.
Woo.
Or you may have known and just ignored. But if we're corrected for it, thank God for the correction. Learn from the mistake. Learn from the chastisement. Thank God that at least whom he loveth, he chasteneth.
Yes.
And that's one thing I love about God, because whom he loves, he does correct.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I know, because when I was out in my foolishness and ready to quit the ministry, and I told God what I felt. And that was the problem. I told him what I felt. God reminded me, who do you think you are? I'm God, not you. And then he showed me himself. Lastly, the writer tells us to follow peace with all men. Following peace with all men and holiness without which no man can see God. I never understood that. And I said, you know what? God, I just want to follow you because that's all I want to see. Like the old song says, oh, I want to see his look upon his, the look upon his face. There to see forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, there I lift my voice. Home at last. Cares are past, home at last. Ever to rejoice. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm looking for. Because again, the world, you know, the world will offer you a lot of stuff. And it's unfortunate that we are coming to a place now that it seems like every time we turn around, the world is pushing more stuff on us. And yet, when things that used to be illegal at one time is now so legal, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I couldn't push dope legally, but now dope can be pushed at every place in the corner. And it's all right. So we can go back to the habits that we were hiding from. Liquor is so abundant now that they make it in fancy. They give them fruity taste and all that other kind of good stuff. We can go and get legally drunk.
Yeah.
And it's okay now.
Yeah.
We can even get, we can, as the young folks would say, we can get buck wild now.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
Even in the church.
Yeah.
But we got to be careful. Because if we don't follow peace with all men, and holiness without which we can't see God. We can't do what everybody's doing. We can't hang like everybody hanging. We can't say the things even in our, not just in the church, but even in our living. When do we become peculiar? When do we show ourselves a royal priesthood? When we show the holy nation? That's why over in England they're in an uproar right now because they're trying to figure out how's a black woman going to marry a prince of England?
All right.
She ain't royalty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's not even white.
All right.
And she's going to marry the wildest prince in the kingdom.
All right. Yeah.
Yes.
Prince Playboy Harry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
They're trying to figure out how in the world. Well, somehow or another, somebody gave her an exception.
All right.
Y'all missed the transference.
Yeah, right.
Because see, that's what happened when they started looking at you saying, how did you?
Yeah.
And how did you?
All right.
Yes.
See, I thank God for blood.
All right. Yes.
Because they were saying her blood ain't the right kind of blood.
Yeah.
But see, I ain't worried about that kind of blood. I'm under the blood.
Yeah.
And see, when I get under the blood, I know I fit.
Yeah.
Might not fit what you think,
yeah,
but I know what his word says is true.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That when his blood covers me,
yeah,
though my sins be as scarlet,
yeah,
I shall be white as snow.
Yeah.
That means it gives me access,
yeah,
to the same things that those other folks think that I was too good, not good enough for.
Well,
that I'm now able to access.
That's right.
So while they turn their nose up at you because you now found the Lord, you just hold your head up high and keep singing. Unto the Lord a new song.
Yeah.
Not sing to them how you got over, but you sing unto the Lord how he made a way for you.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Because holiness is, again, not a title.
Yeah.
I could take, well, I don't even have it on. I take this collar off. I don't need a collar.
That's right.
I don't need the title.
That's right.
I got Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't need the accoutrements.
Yeah.
I don't need all of that other stuff. All I need is Jesus.
Well,
yes.
And if I got Jesus, if I do what the word has instructed me to do, following by the power of the Holy Spirit, something should show some way.
Yes.
Something should be heard somewhere.
Yes.
Somebody said, no, something is not the right, the same about you.
Mm.
You're not like everybody else.
Yeah,
Jesus. Anybody ever had that happen?
Yeah.
Been somewhere and somebody asks you where you're from, and it's not about where you're from, not where your lineage is, it's not where you grew up and what side of town, but it's something about you that's different. I can't put my finger on it, Shamir, but it's something about you that you're not like everybody else.
Yeah.
Then you could be like Philip and the eunuch,
mm-hmm,
or you could be like the woman at Jacob's well.
Or
you can be just like even the brother who was blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus on the roadside begging. You can be one of them. And you can tell them, come see a man who has changed my life and has allowed me now to walk in holiness. Because the songwriter said, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. And that's what it's all about. It's a way of living. You don't have to shuck and jive to get over. But trust in the Lord and do good. And watch him open up the doors. Watch him open up opportunities. Because I told y'all a few weeks ago, we worried about somebody opening up windows. I just wanted to open the door. And he opens, because I can get more in the door than I can in the window. Watch what he puts through there. And not just saying, prosper me good health and put money in my pocket. Put money in my bank account. But don't you know having good health, not just in the physical, but in the spiritual? How is your spiritual health? Because we take care of the physical. Those of us that you know, we go through, we diet and exercise. And when we get sick, we take medication. But what have we done for our spirit? This is what holiness is all about. It's something that can't be seen by the naked eye. It's what cannot be obtained in the physicality of one's hands. But it's what's given only by God. Do you want holiness or hell? Because that's what the old folk used to tell me. It's either holiness or hell. And at the rate things are going now, hell is closer than you think. But if you're holiness, heaven awaits you. You choose. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this.